Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
9:04 in the a.m. Want to hear from you. Hyde, Elias, press conference today. Ethan in Pennsylvania, what will you ask him?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
I would ask, what happened to the offensive philosophy that we saw last year and what we saw with these guys coming up through the minors of grinding out at bats, taking pitches, laying off stuff outside and not being dependent on the long ball? Second question is, to the text earlier, over-reliant on young guys. I know that was the plan, but I think this is the second year in a row that it reared its ugly head that they just didn't seem ready for the moment, and maybe a veteran been there, done that bat, take some of that pressure off of them.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ethan. Appreciate the call.
I mean, is it the fact that you're not ready for the moment, or you just face good pitching? I mean, Reagan's was great. Seth Lugo was really good. I mean, you scored a total of...
The Royals scored 3 runs.
I know.
Were they not ready for the moment?
Yeah, I mean...
They scored 3 runs.
Well, it goes back to when we got swept in that ALCS by the Royals. It was like every game was 1 run.
Yeah. And let's go to Phil in Baltimore. What's up, Phil?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I have 2 questions for him. My first question is going to be... what's the long-term prognosis of the team? Where are you guys spending the money at? You can't rely on top draft picks because you're not getting top draft picks anymore. So where are you going to be your veteran bats coming from? Are you guys going to spend money? Like, I also want to know who the owner is behind Rubenstein, because Rubenstein's not going to be there forever. I want to know who this hedge fund manager guy is. I want to know what his long-term plans are, because I've never met a hedge fund manager that couldn't squeeze, you know, a dime out of a nickel. So I want to know what his plans are, who he is. And additionally, I want to know why they're spending so much money of the $600 million. Why so much of that is going into like premium fan experiences and not the stuff that everyday fans are going to be using? Thanks, guys.
The money that from the stadium authorities that he's talking about?
What's he talking about behind David Rubenstein? Like,
said he's a hedge fund manager, so that obviously you've got what?
Him or someone else he's asking. I know
he wants to know who's the hedge fund manager.
Oh. Well, I thought he was.
I thought he was, too.
He is. He's the co-founder and co-chairman of the Carlyle Group, a private equity firm.
Yes. Yeah. But also, I mean, you just killing off David Rubenstein? I mean,
I just got here.
I mean, what's the deal?
He's going to be okay. I saw him as Mr. Splash once.
Yeah, that's right. Who's behind him? I want to know this. I want to know that. No, first of all, it ain't your right. That would be not your business. You know, who's behind me? Who's backing me? That's not fans' business. I own a team. I am the person in charge of this baseball team. You can go online and see all the other people who own the team as well. All that other stuff.
Well, look, I think your business. I think it's valid to want to know that stuff, but I don't think it's going to happen. The other part of this too is, in baseball, how many general managers come out and tell you how much money they're spending? There's no salary cap.
They didn't open the books.
Well, I mean, it's not even just that, opening the books to see where the money's
going.
Well,
nobody did it anyway.
Yeah, but like, they're not coming out and saying, "Oh, we're probably going to spend about $250 million." We don't know what they're going to do.
They have a budget, but you know, again, it's
different having a budget and having what the league says you can and can't do, because that's their budget and you got to adhere to it.
Let's go, Danny and Severn. What's up, Danny?
Good morning, fellas. My question would be, what did they think that changed between the beginning of the season, the All-Star break, to change the way the games went and the team?
You mean the results or the approach?
You know, like like we were doing so great before the All-Star break, and then after the All-Star break, it was like totally changed.
Well, there were a lot of injuries, too. I mean, there. Look, we can't – again, I'm not trying to make that the sole reason that things happened. You got some guys back at the end of the year, but you lost Jordan Westbrook right after the All-Star break, right after the trade deadline was canceled, and that's when everybody can stomp their feet about Norby and how important it was to keep him.
Yeah.
But that wasn't going to be the case down the stretch. The same thing, Stowers wasn't going to get an opportunity here. But when you start talking about what happened before and what happened now, like with the bats, it's really warm this summertime that ball carries.
Nobody care about your answers.
Oh, okay.
You got a lie so hot.
They can ask. Then let them ask.
They're just asking questions. I don't have no answers.
Well, then why'd you ask this dumbass question for these people to ask us?
I want to hear their questions. I didn't say on there, I want to hear your questions and have Jeremy Cohn answer them.
Well, what's that bell got to do with anything?
He just discovered it yesterday.
Discovered that was the whole reason to ring it.
Let's go to Frenchie in Fenwick Island. What's up, Frenchie?
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Love the show.
Thank you, sir.
So, a couple things. I know we beat up on the not getting the runs in with the bases loaded last night. Two other things. I guess the first one would be a little quicker. The ground ball that Witt hit to Westberg looked like he could have got the runner at second.
Now, he answered that question after the game. I'm giving you Westberg's answer, Frenchie. You can agree or disagree. He said Gunner... You said you heard it?
I turned it off.
Gunner, he said Gunner was playing deep in the hole. That's how he was able to get to it anyway. He was a little bit more up the middle. Gunner was deep in the hole. So when he went to the ground, he already thought it wouldn't be enough time to get it to Gunner. So he had already planned it to throw to first base.
Yeah, I think he's just got no chance throwing out with as fast as he runs. So, okay, I'll take that answer. Second one is... I got lost and made a phone call and still didn't get an answer last night. Kowser hit by the pitch on the strikeout. Hit his hand, went down and hit him on the inner thigh, rolled into fair play. Umpire immediately banged him, called him out. Reyes, I think, was the runner on third.
Right.
He was coming down the line and looked like he was about halfway down the line before the umpire called timeout. You got an explanation on that for me?
Well, because if he was calling him out for the strikeout, the swinging strike.
Yeah, when it hit him, it was a dead ball.
Yeah.
When it hit the bat, the swinging strike, and then it hit the batter, which makes it a dead ball.
Okay.
All right. Let's take one more. Luke in Finksburg. What's up, Luke?
Hey, Rob. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. So just retroactively, how do we feel about the trade deadline? I understand, like, things were traded for way too much value. Obviously, it's retroactively. Like, do we think there could have been more deals made or maybe not hold on to as much of the farm system as we have? I mean, us having a top five farm system banner is not going up in the stadium this week. I'll hang up, listen to your call.
No, but if you're doing the right thing with the top five, I mean, if you have the best farm system in baseball and you're doing the right thing, I know, look, prospects are just that. They're here to be traded, to, you know, you develop them and get them to the major league, see how you can use them. There's all different, you don't know if they're going to pan out or not. We've had plenty of top-notch guys that were drafted number one overall, just flame out in their first 2 years.
And to be honest with you, Jeremy, in my opinion, in baseball, some of the best trades are made during the offseason when teams are less desperate, not at the trade deadline.
Because teams are going to hold you up. Look at again, people were talking about we needed a closer. Why didn't you get Tanner Scott? Well, because the Padres gave up, you know, two of their best farm system pieces, number three, I think it was number two and number four in their system.
The guy who's expiring contract.
Yeah.
Jeremy Cohn's daily line at 9:30.
I mean, NLCS.
And the reason why? Yeah.
Jim Palmer joins us closing out the Orioles 2024 season with the Hall of Fame pitcher up next on The Fan. 9:17 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Cohn joining us right now. Hall of Fame pitcher turned broadcaster, he is Jim Palmer. What's going on, Ace?
What? Pre-game and post-game, guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's
to the warehouse.
That's what you
I
were.
I did leave the hate. I can tell you right now, they scored one run in 18 innings, and I was in the owner's box saying hello, glad handing. I felt like I was you for a moment. So I went in there and talked to people, and then they score the run. Mullins hits the home run, and then I kind of leave, and I'm going down. I'm walking through the hallway, talking to the ushers, you know, going underneath to get to back to the warehouse. They get the bases loaded and nobody out. And I had about, I don't know, 10, 12 ushers down there able to commiserate with me when Santander pops up. They don't pitch hit for Colton Cowser. He gets hit with a pitch and strikes out, and then Rutschman hits it hard. But the guy that we could have signed, but we didn't, Bobby Witt Jr., throws him out at third. So there you go. I guess I should have stayed in the owner's box and not kept score.
Jim, it was a heartbreaker, man. I mean, listen, 10-game postseason losing streak, 1-for-13 with runners in scoring position this postseason. The last two postseasons, the number is 5-for-32. And I'm going to ask you a question that the listener asked us earlier. Are they choking or are they pressing, and is there a difference between the two?
Well, there's probably a combination of both. You know, this year, it's amazing. I mean, it's kind of, if you start looking at numbers, and, you know, that's what the world is now. So they hit 183 home runs last year, and they score 4.98 runs per game, almost five. This year they hit 235 home runs, and they score less than they scored last year. Now, they had a lot of injuries, didn't have that many last year, so they were healthier. So they, hit 50-point home runs more, yet they score less runs. Now, what did they do last year that didn't do this year? They hit 287, best runner in scoring position numbers in the major leagues. This year they were probably maybe a point below the league average at 251.
Yeah.
And they had to have a good couple of games to get from 249 to 251. So, you know, hey, it's almost the curse of the chicks dig the long ball, because when you hit 60 home runs in a month like they did in June and you score 5.62 runs, somebody has to pull the reins in. You know, you're not going to finish the race, because if you think you're that good, and that's about 27 more home runs than any other month that they hit, you're delusional. And maybe I don't think it's Brandon Hyde. I think it's everybody. So, you know, you are what you are. I've been on teams, guy. You know, I mean, hey, when you look at 71, we stopped scoring, lost 2-1 in game seven. You know, at 79, we didn't score the last three games, and we lost to the Pirates again. You know, great series, but series we could have won. But if you look at, you know, the games, you know, against Kansas City, the last four games are 2-1, 2-1. 1-0, 2-1. And they had all kinds of chances. But I'll tell you what, you know, if you look at, you know, I was reading an article, J.J. Piccolo is the guy that came from Atlanta to run their ball club. And what he said was, the first thing we want to know is what we don't know. And then the second thing, because we're a small market club and we're wondering what, you know, the Orioles, and especially what Tampa Bay does year in, year out, when they don't have a bunch of injuries, what do other people do? And then we start asking questions. So, you know, maybe we need to get a little more introspective. You know, everybody says they value home runs, but since home runs have gone up, runs per game have gone down in the major leagues. So you tell me if they have all the answers, and we know the answer to that. No, they don't. You know, I want as many people telling me. I mean, I got a tweet today, do you think Terry Crowley would have helped? And I go, well, you know, I don't know, one of the great pitchers of all time, you know, played with Pete Rose, Tony Perez, Johnny Bench, Joe Morgan. You know, not bad players. All in the Hall of Fame. And then Pete just passed away. And, you know, Crow just talked about watching these guys take batting practice and spraying. I mean, these are some of the greatest hitters ever played. They sprayed the ball all over the ballpark. And then Crow becomes a hitting instructor. And, you know, he goes to Minnesota. They win the World Series in 91. He's got Puckett. He's got Guy Eddy. He's got Kent Herbeck. You know, he gets Chili Davis, who ends up a great hitting instructor with 350 home runs, changed his swing. He comes back over here, Nick Markakis, who just got in the Oriole Hall of Fame, hits 182, I think, the first month. And I go up, I said, bro, what's going on? He goes, Jimmy, don't worry. He said, you know, he's probably going to hit 280, 290, going to be 290 lifetime hitter, and he's going to hit 23, 25 home runs and steal 20 bases. So what does he do? He hits 404, I think, in July, 398 in August. And Michael Elias never even interviewed him. And now, whether you want to have him or not is one thing, but don't you want to, going back to what Piccolo said, don't you want to know what Crow knows?
Yeah.
I mean, you answer the question, you know. I mean, everybody says more knowledge is, you know, makes you better. That's what I want to know. Doesn't mean you have to hire him, but wouldn't you interview him? I mean, I don't understand. And everybody with lived baseball experiences, B.J. Surhoff was a coach. And, you know, he had, 2,300 hits, 287 lifetime off lefties. Do our lefties have trouble with left-handed pitching?
Yes.
Yeah, so wouldn't you want to have BJ maybe kind of adding something from here to there, spring training, maybe, you know, around every once in a while? I don't know.
BJ's not around anymore?
No, they let him go. He's making too much money. Mm. Which he said, well, I hope your budget's better than that because I'm not making anything. But, you know, I mean, so, but all these guys that want to help, you know, I mean, Bordy couldn't have helped. I mean, listen, Tony Mancini is a great coach and good, terrific guy. But, you know, maybe Mike Bordick's in, you know, 110 straight games without an error. And Gunnar is going to be, he is a terrific player. But even better, I mean, made 24, 25 errors. So maybe just, you know, but again, I guess they don't think that's important. And that's kind of where we are, maybe.
What do you, I mean, obviously we're all disappointed with the outcome, hits, no runs. What, even with a lineup like this, and they were like, I think, second in the American League in runs batted behind the Yankees this year. Do you attribute it to the fact that the pitching is obviously just better in the postseason? I mean, you were in 17 postseason games. If you face the best, or is it the, you know, the lights are brighter and the pressure's on for a young team, or is it a combination?
Probably a combination. I mean, you know, the pitching usually is better. You know, if you get home runs, they're usually solo home runs. They're not, you know, I mean, the key of a good starting pitcher, he's not going to allow the other team to have a big inning. And you want to make your guys think that your guys have a chance to win. And Burns certainly did that. I mean, I will say this, Cole Reagans looked like he was, looked like Sandy Koufax. I mean, you know, maybe Koufax a little more consistent curveball. He had a better changeup, but I mean, he's throwing that rising fastball with a spin rate of about 2,600, 2,700 RPMs, and you don't see that very often, you know, and this is a guy that they traded for. So, you know, hey, it was a great season considering. And I said it in the postgame. I thought Brandon Hyde did a better job this year than last year, only because of all the injuries. I mean, when you lose John Means, who gave you a chance to win every day, Kyle Bradish gave you a chance to win every day that he would start. Tyler Wells could have been a swing guy in the bullpen. You know, he closed one year, had the best whip till he got hurt last year in the American League. So you lose him, you lose Batista, who's the best reliever. Then you lose, you know, the broken hand to Westberg. And then and one of the keys, and we talked about in the post game, was Mateo. You only have one guy on that team that can run, and that's Mullins. And, you know, Cedric had a great the last 2 months, but we are playing him against lefties. And when you have to do that, what happens is, I mean, he got two hits off of Reagans to his credit. And we had all kinds of opportunities to tie that game up, maybe even win it yesterday. Obviously, you know, he hits the home run off a right-hander, and then we just don't score. So, you know, frustrating for everybody. And I'm sure for the Orioles, because they really had to battle their rear ends to win 91 games this year. I'm surprised they were able to do that. You know, you lose all those pitchers. Drew French came in his first year, and, you know, he and Matt Plassmeyer did a terrific job. You know, their ERA was as good as last year.
There he is, Jim Palmer. Jim, pleasure working with you this year, man. Hopefully see you again next year.
Okay. All I know is it got me up at 4:29 thinking about it. So,
that's what that SOB does all the time, getting people up early.
Yeah, no, not Rob. The yesterday's game.
Oh.
Got me up. And I haven't played in 85 years, I think it is. No. So, well, you guys have a great winter. Well, you know what? Here's the deal. Go Ravens! They're coming off their best game. So, you know, I'm actually going to have to overpay for the Apple. It used to be DirecTV. I'm going to have to pay for the Apple.
The YouTube.
Yeah, the YouTube or whatever it is. I don't know. Thanks for enlightening me. Yeah.
Just make it easier on you.
Yeah, thank you.
Go Ravens.
I may have to take a collection, but I'll try to work on it. I'll see you guys.
Take it easy, Jim. Thanks a lot. He brought up a name that I had forgotten about. He's not a free agent until 28.
Crowley?
Tyler Wells.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What'd you think about...
What?
What'd you guys think about my question?
What was your question?
It was good.
Oh, thanks.
It was short, but the quickest answer.
Yeah, it was, it was very short, but very insightful.
I love Jim Palmer, man.
Look, you just wind him up and let him go.
Yeah, it just... Hey. Hey, this is what I think about everything.
Why are you over there sweating what he said about the organization?
I'm kidding. Chris, am I sweating?
No. Buddy.
Good thing nobody listens to this show.
Yep. I mean, look, one of the greatest pitchers in the history of the game.
He can say whatever he wants.
Yeah, say whatever he wants. He's going to be 79 this month. He looks like he's 50 years old.
He can throw it over his shoulder and keep walking.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Do what he wants. Oh, my gosh. Joe LaCroix's Encore 945, but on the other side, Jeremy Kahn. What's left of their time is the Daily Line.
Yeah, so we'll get into this. I'll be brief. We got an NFL game, some college football games, a Major League Baseball game. That's what we have for this evening. Break it all down for you when we come back right here on the Big Bad Morning Show.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Bad Daily Line. 105.7 The Fan.
He swings and drives one out towards right center. Taylor back, and it's gone! Mitchell, a two-run homer, and the Brewers have the lead. It's 5-3.
That's courtesy of ESPN. I honestly think we should have just blown this segment out and we'd still have Jim Palmer still here talking to us. It would have been great.
Yeah.
About everything going on. But we've got plays to throw out there. I wasn't here yesterday. I went through my sleep study, and it was my anniversary yesterday, which my wife and I, we went to Tercicles, by the way. Great food, great place.
Great people, great restaurant.
Unbelievable.
Did you see the sign, Jamie Rousey Way, outside?
No.
I should have told you to look up.
But yeah. So anyway, with yesterday and the baseball games, we are getting to the point where some weekdays have lighter slates now because no more Major League Baseball every single day, like a full slate of games. Today starts 55 straight days of football. So that means you're going to get college football back on Tuesday and Wednesday night. So we'll get a chance to talk about those throughout the week. But right now what we're looking at is we've got three different things: college football, NFL, Major League Baseball. So I'll finish with the NFL because it's probably the one we all can talk about most specifically. In college football today, I'm going to play Texas State minus the 13 against Troy. I don't like the other college football game tonight. To me, I think I'd be forcing it if I told you to bet. What is this? I don't even know what school that is. Hold on. Sam Houston. I almost said Sacred Heart, and I'm like, we're talking football. Sam Houston State against UTEP. There's nothing really that stands out there. The total's 49.5. Sam Houston State is a minus 10-point favorite on the road at UTEP. It's a weeknight game. I don't like touching that. I've seen more of Texas State to know that they should manhandle Troy tonight as their favorite by 13, so I'll take Texas State. Major League Baseball. So if I look back at yesterday, a little frustrated myself over the past 2 days because on the show here, I caught an Orioles under, a Houston under, and that I liked the Mets-Milwaukee game to go over in game one. And then I went home and I'm like, I really think Corbin Burns throws a gem. It's nice to be right and wrong in the same aspect because I was absolutely right. He threw a gem.
But he lost.
They ain't scored nothing. Yeah. So I went Orioles instead of the under. So I lost on Tuesday. Yesterday went back to it, liked the Orioles again, but I went with the over. You guys know how that panned out. Didn't hit me well. I had the Houston under. That hit. I had the Mets and Milwaukee under. And I liked the Braves last night. So it wasn't a great baseball day for me personally. But today, I really like this Mets team, and I think they're going to win tonight, but I think the best play is the under of 7.5.
Excuse me.
We have a three, you know, like when you have a game three elimination type game, you see knee-jerk reactions to everything. If somebody ends up throwing too many pitches or, you know, gets to the point where apparently Rob just pulled a Will Smith on us and hotboxed us.
But they're just fanning themselves.
But I think the under 7.5 is the right play in Major League Baseball for all that's being said. Again, that is a 7:08 technically game. The Brewers are minus 137, 140 in that range, depending on how it fluctuates throughout the day. And then the total being 7.5, that is Tobias Myers, good young pitcher. And he's going up against Jose Quintana, the savvy vet. So So you have to start looking at the matchups of what you're going to have there. This Mets team is pesky, and I think they're going to cause problems for Tobias Myers. I guess we'll switch to the NBA. But I think it is a good spot for an underplay, as I think everyone's going to have a short leash in this game, and it could turn into ultimately a bullpen game. On to the NFL. We finally get what I believe is a decent Thursday night game, right? I mean, we've had a couple of them, I guess you could say. But this one kind of stands out because it's a divisional game. Atlanta and Tampa Bay. Have you guys thought about it? We didn't do our... Who are you guys picking, first off?
Tampa Bay.
You got Tampa Bay? Who do you got tonight? Atlanta, Tampa Bay.
Atlanta.
I'm on Atlanta, too. I think the under is probably the right play on a short week, but I'm not touching it. That being said, I think the Falcons -1.5. I've already stated this. I think Thursday night home football games is the greatest advantage in professional sports. It's not enough time for teams to get ready for you. It's not enough time for bodies to heal. And the fact that you have to travel dealing with that, it's a huge advantage.
Even in a case like this, when it's a short distance, you can drive to those cities.
Yeah, but even still, you're missing a day of prep.
Yeah,
day of practice, and you're on the short week. Those guys can stay at home, kind of work things out. If you do, like, I'm sure they're not driving. They're flying, right? From Tampa Bay to Atlanta.
Yeah.
So getting on a flight with a rolled ankle or something else that's bothering you and the effects it can have. I'm not saying that's solely what all this is. But if you follow Thursday night football, you see the home team wins way more times than the road team. It doesn't matter if it's good teams, bad teams, whatever. So I do think that's interesting, and I'm going to take Atlanta tonight. Don't forget, also, we'll talk a little bit about tomorrow. We have our first London game this week. Minnesota and the New York Jets on Sunday at 9 a.m. So stay tuned for that. I actually think it's a pretty good matchup, and I'll just tell you this right now. I think the Jets win that game outright against the Vikings, which doesn't make me feel too good. So there you go.
I'm going to put a hundo on it.
We can talk about that tomorrow. Right. I don't even want the points. Give me the stats.
Straight up. What are you doing here?
Put a hundo. I'm taking the Jets even money.
In London.
Yes.
I'm taking Minnesota.
Yeah. So I'm going to take the Jets to win that game.
Put a hundo on it.
Put a hundo on it. If they don't win, I won't be here on Monday.
What's the spread?
2.5.
It don't matter. We're going winners.
Minnesota's favored by 2.5 on a neutral site, which means if the Jets were at home, they'd be favored.
Yeah.
Something don't smell right to Jeremy.
Because you're scratching your beard.
Yeah, my chinny chin chin.
Dude, speaking of smell right, that was so bad.
See,
I was going to Life Man today, but I think it might still be lingering when I get there. So
drag that thing into that private room.
I don't think I'm going. I might still be lingering when I get my shot. I ain't going. I'll wait till tomorrow. I don't want to do that to them girls.
That's awful, man. Well, if you do it, you got to tell them you love them then, right? That's my rule. I can't fart in front of a woman until I can tell her I love her. Feel comfortable about it.
I don't have that rule.
Well, that's my rule. You don't have to have it.
I think it's a dumb rule.
It's a gentleman's rule.
No, it ain't.
Yeah, it is.
No, it ain't.
Nobody want to smell your ass. Ain't nobody want to smell your ass.
Let me get this straight. So once you love them, you don't have to be a gentleman anymore.
That's what
I learned today.
Yes, there you go.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan. Jeremy, you asked, and Sean in Baltimore has an answer. Sean, who's going to win the World Series?
Who will win it?
Yeah.
The Dodgers, man.
Well, I get $500 from Rob. Thanks, man. That's awesome.
Hey, I'm telling you.
Dodgers aren't getting past the Padres. So will they have a World Series consolation? Got losers bracket?
Man. They cruising, man. Hey, Rob. I'm out here Uber, and my customer said, "What you say, boss?"
No, I said I'm a friend request on Facebook. You never accepted it.
What's up with that, Rob? You made him a follower, man.
Come on, man. Accept that man's friend request.
Send me a friend. Yeah. Hey, Sean, why you out here putting my business on the street, Sean?
Hey,
Sean,
man,
why you doing? That's a violation, Sean. What part of Baltimore you from?
The West, baby. Come on, man.
You ain't from. We putting you out of West Baltimore. What part of West Baltimore?
Man, don't do that. Hey, Rob, I'm just trying to help the customer serve, you know?
Hold on. What screen is you on? What screen?
You'll get to say that.
Let me get this straight. He caught a stray from the back of an Uber just now.
Say something too about the friend request. Like, you have a maximum amount of people that you can accept.
I didn't want to say it.
Dude. He wanted me to say it because he actually whispered in my ear. He goes, "Tell him I got too many friends. I can't add any more on."
And that's the encore for the day. That was a good one. Mm. Let's go to Kai in Reisterstown. What's up, Kai?
What's up, fellas? Hey, man. Just want to say, Jeremy, I will take that bet. I think Rob's going to win that bet, man.
Cool.
That Minnesota bet, if you want to drop another hundo on it, I definitely take it. But I didn't know Mutombo God died. I mean, God died.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was shocked to hear that, man. He was a true ambassador. And
not today.
I always joke with my wife about a little Mutombo saying, and, you know, I give her the defensive player of the year. Every year, because you block everybody's shots out there, so I always give her that. But look, fellas, all the Oreo fans out there, just know the Ravens taking over, and it's disappointing. I watched it, man. It was very disappointing. I came in on the third inning. I mean, not the third inning, when they had bases loaded, and I was like, man, they gonna do it.
So let me hold on. You didn't watch until they had the bases loaded with no outs.
There you go, Ralph.
I'm asking. No, I'm asking a question. Yes or no?
Yes, Rob.
You got to go. Cause them to lose. Got to go. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. I want all the Oriole fans to know that Kai from Reisterstown did not turn the television on until the Orioles had bases loaded with no outs. And now we know the rest of the story. I'm going Paul Harvey on him. What you learn, Ed?
Just two interesting facts, I think. As much as I hate to say it, it's kind of remarkable what the Royals have done. I don't know if you remember. They were 56 and 106 last year. 56 and 106. And now look. So, I mean, it happens. Sad, obviously, that we, you know, lost to them, but that's quite an accomplishment. And this is interesting for people who are Caitlin Clark haters. Do you know when they were out, once they were done with in the playoffs, she drew a record, 2.54 million viewers for game two in the playoffs. They lost both games, the Fever. After that, it was 900,000 viewers. So less than 50% watched the games after she was out of the playoffs. That's remarkable.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. I mean, I mean, she's changed that whole sport. She really has.
Today is National Techies Day.
What is it?
Techie. I'm out.
Oh, for
yeah.
What's a techie?
Someone who went to
technology
Brooklyn Tech.
People.
Yeah.
Technology
I'm people. Thinking of a Trekkie or you know. The
There's also nerd. National Boyfriend Day. Jeremy, who's your boyfriend?
I ain't telling.
I'll tell you.
Who? Damn. You don't know. You don't know him. He goes to another school.
He's a black guy. He buys his clothes from Stitch Fix.
Oh.
I know exactly.
You think it's Larry.
Lawrence. Yes.
Larry.
Some birthdays today. Today, Fred Couples turned 65. Yeah. NBA player, former NBA player, Greg Foster turns 58. Former MLB player, Will Cordero turns 53. Yunus Suotamo.
Oh, my favorite.
You know who that is, right?
Nope.
Not only is he a former Hooper, Finnish Hooper, but he also now plays Chewbacca. He turns 38 today.
Really?
Yeah. Dave Winfield and Dennis Eckersley share a birthday. Who's older?
Oh, that's tough.
I know. Dave Winfield and Dennis Eckersley.
Winfield.
You think Winfield is? Joe?
I'll go Winfield.
Go Winfield?
You know what?
Jeremy?
Give me the white dude. I'll take Eckersley.
Yeah, okay. Dennis Eckersley today turned 70. Dave Winfield turned 73.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And today, happy 51st birthday, the sad one, to manager Brandon Hyde.
Oh, is it really?
His 51st
birthday. And they want you to get fired
today.
On your birthday.
Yeah,
today's day off.
Messed up. It's messed up. By the way, speaking of Dave Winfield, he was one of the few guys that they said could have gone professional in three separate sports.
He got drafted.
The Vikings drafted him.
Yeah.
And the NBA drafted him. Yeah. No, ABA, I think, drafted him.
It wasn't the Vikings drafted him. I know. I met him in Times Square. That's a big man.
Yeah.
He's wearing jeans, a long fur coat, and a cowboy hat. He looked like he was 7 feet tall.
So, real quick, a couple of things that we were talking about earlier with the home runs and how it's hard to hit. By the way, Coors Field has the longest left field line of any team, but you're not going to count it because more home runs are hit there. The air's thin.
Yes,
big ballpark. It comes down to Cleveland, Baltimore, and Kansas City kind of having the same length down that line, but some places a little bit better to hit than others, you know, as far as the backdrops go and everything else. I also wanted to tell people this Sunday I'm doing a thing for Mo Gabba, Mo's Foodie Tailgate. Just going to go out. We're going to be at Key Brewing. October 6th.
Are you at work tomorrow?
Yeah.
I might tell them today.
Because I want people to know today in case they listen tomorrow.
I swear, it's funny you say that. For a split second, I thought it was Friday because he did that.
Really?
Yeah, seriously.
You and your bell.
It's like we're doing the weekend stuff, and I'm like, oh, wow. And then I'm like, oh, wait, it's not Friday.
No, I really want people. Mo is a big foodie. At least he said that, even though he only ate pizza, chicken nuggets, and macaroni and cheese.
That's food.
He called himself a foodie. But we are going to have, I think, all of those things there and raise some money for a good cause. So appreciate you guys. If you come out and join, have some fun. I got some jokes for you here real quick. What did the funeral director say when the casket fell out of the car by accident? I guess we're going to have to rehearse this one.
Oh.
What is a word that has four letters but can be written with three? And if you can count, it actually has two.
What?
You guys get? No. Anyway, we'll move along. I guess that's more of a visual one. What do you call a Cuban dictator? Go ahead and ring that bell again.
You can explain that joke.
What is a word that has four letters?
You're running out of time, sir.
Listen, I'll explain it so you guys know. What is a letter that has four letters? What? W-H-A-T. Yeah. But.
B-U-T.
B-U-T has three letters.
Right.
And if you can count, I-T actually has two. You get that?
Now I do.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Hippopotamus, spell it.
Yeah.
I-T.
What do you call a Cuban dictator who's had extramarital affairs? Infidel Castro.
Did you have to say that? Yes.
I walked in on my girlfriend having sex with her personal trainer, and then I said, "Okay, this isn't working out." That's a double entendre. Do you like that one, Joe? All right, we got to go. That's it. No more.
Vinny and Haiti up next. Have yourselves a safe Thursday. Ed like to call it Friday Eve, babe.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.